Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here in Hebrews chapter number 13, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels. Now, the word unawares literally means not knowing. I mentioned last week this idea of entertaining angels unawares, and I have in my notes in big letters, you never know. Now, the word angels here means messengers. I have twofold meaning here. It can be messengers as a messenger, an earthly messenger, preacher. We see that example in the book of Revelation, to the angel of Laodicea or Ephesus and all, speaking to that pastor, that messenger. I think it also refers to heavenly messengers. Again, be careful looking for these things, okay? And don't say, I met an angel, and I'll be looking to lock you up somewhere, okay? But it is true. Remember in Genesis 18, Abraham, he entertained angels unawares. Remember, they just showed up, and then later on he figured out who it was. And then Lot in Genesis chapter number 19, those men that showed up at his door, he entertained them. They were unawares, and they finally figured out what happened. But at first, he welcomed them in. That's the key, because the thought is some have entertained angels unaware, not knowingly. Again, I don't want to go way out too far because y'all think I'm a nut. But I wonder if sometimes God don't send something or someone in our lives to just see how we would react. Let that sink in. Now, if you meet someone strange today, don't you say, well, preacher said there's an angel there. I didn't say that. But what I do believe God could do anything. He sent angels. He's been sending angels for thousands of years. Okay. Could it be, again, could it be that at some point in our life he would send an angel that just to see how we react? And I don't know. But I know what Scripture says. Some has entertained angels unawares. That's why we always have to be on guard. Okay? You never know. You never know. That song comes into my mind. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see, for the Father up above, he's looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you... We sing that as little kids. Did y'all sing that? And we do this. We pull, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Then we do this. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue. Now y'all won't shake my hand. I did that. But we have to be careful. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And then he goes a little bit farther. He expands this definition of brotherly love. He hadn't switched gears and went off on a different tangent. No. Verse number 3. Remember those that are in bonds as bound with them. Now, when you talk about those who are in bonds, the word here being bonds is those who are held captive. Our mind automatically goes to those in prison, and rightfully so, because in Paul's days, Paul was in prison a few times. There was other believers who would be cast into prison because of persecution or whatever. So obviously, this is what he had in mind. One of the things he had in mind when he says, remember them there in bonds, as bound with them. They're in prison physically, so you need to remember them both in prayer, in comfort, and in support. Then he goes a little bit farther. And them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So I think it's more than just somebody literally in bonds of prison, you know, where you think of being chained to a prison guard or prison walls or whatever. I think it's even more than that. remember them that are in bonds. They're as bound with them. There's a lot of people going through a lot of difficulties in their life. And he wants us to feel, again, to understand why they are where they are. They're in bondage. And I ain't talking about physical bondage. I'm talking about some kind of bondage, whether it's, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, pornography. That's bondage. Now, I'm not saying agree with this, but understand they got a hold of people that they have a heart. They're in bondage. And don't be like that Pharisee who looked at that publican and said, boy, I'm glad I'm not like him. And we are guilty of that. He lift up his, no, he did. He wouldn't even lift up his head. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Where their problems is alcohol and drugs, tobacco, pornography. I'm here to tell you, every one of us have problems. Amen, preacher. Even that person with that phone, whoever that phone is. Silence it, do something with it, okay? All right. By the way, just so you know, I don't bring my phone in church. Just a thought. You can, but if you do, silence it and all. I can't imagine preachers having phones in churches. You know, what am I going to do? Let me answer this while I'm doing my Sunday school lesson, you know? Or I'm preaching. So I leave my phone. Why can't we leave them at home? I mean, are we so important? Are y'all mad at me? It's just a thought. Are we that important? Well, somebody may call me at 11:30 and I got to get that phone call, preacher. I understand there's emergencies. I understand. What did we do 10 years ago? 20 years ago? You're in bonds. Well, I'm just saying this. We look at other people, and boy, they real have problems. You know, every one of us are in bondage to something. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual bondage because we're free in Christ, but physically we still live in a sinful body. So every one of us have problems. If you don't agree with that, that's your problem. Well, I don't know. I'm a pretty good guy. That's your problem. We all have problems. So I think that's what he's saying here, a twofold thing. Remember them that are in bonds, in jail, and then those who are struggling with the things of this world, and you as believers who are mature in Christ, boy, those babes in Christ who they've not grown like you have in Christ, don't be judgmental with them. Remember, if not by the grace of God, that's where you were. So he's saying here, as bound with them, you can feel their pain. You can feel their suffering. You know what it's like. You're not putting up that wall. Well, you made your bed, God bless you, and you sleep in it. That's what he's saying here. Don't be like that. When they suffer, you suffer alone. Rejoice when they rejoice. Weep when they weep. Y'all follow? So important. Again, it has nothing to do with let brotherly love continue. And we as Baptists are the worst. We are. Man, we're so judgmental. And that's why I had to have a real self-examination of myself again this week. Because when I study these things, how does it apply to my life? So if it applies to me, I would think it would apply to most all of y'all. Let brotherly love continue. Entertain strangers, those boys, easy to take care of each other, have dinner on the grounds, we all have fun together and all. But those out there, be not forgetful. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity. There it is again, those problems in life. Maybe they allowed it to happen, and sometimes it just happened.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference from January the 22nd through the 26th. That's Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.